We're back here on Sports Call Tiger 95.9. Tiger Communications app, JJ Jackson with Tom Peavy, Javon Cutler, and Bill Bailey. Hope you're doing well on this Monday. We certainly are. So we're getting ready for a busy week in the sports world and recapping the weekend that was as well. So who better to join us now than JG Tate from AuburnSports.com? We bring on our good friend of the program of Rivals and AuburnSports.com. As I just said, JG Tate now joins us. How are things in your world going, JG?
Oh, it's a wonderful day in Montgomery, Alabama. I haven't heard a gunshot in hours, and still alive.
Yeah, I guess you don't have a whole lot to complain about then. Let's start here, completely unrelated to anything going on in Auburn. Is JG Tate, if he had to choose, would he be more of a Masters golf tournament guy or WrestleMania with both things happening yesterday?
Can I choose neither? I mean, I guess it'd be wrestling. I definitely would not be golf.
Because that's what we've been debating. If no one knows anything about either of those events in sports, would it be easier for somebody that doesn't know anything, again, to pick up on the Masters or on WrestleMania? What say you?
Yeah, I would say WrestleMania because you can just drink bourbon and not care about the storyline. You just watch it for fun. Golf kills me. I can't watch it.
That's what I do to try to get through a golf match. I drink a lot of bourbon.
Yes. Yikes.
JG, as we're obviously getting ready for A-Day coming up on Saturday, a couple of basketball things to get to here as well. In the basketball world, Walker Kessler is the big hot name out and about, the North Carolina transfer. What are you hearing over there with your team at Rivals about Walker Kessler's next destination?
At this point, it looks like it's going to be between Auburn and him going back to North Carolina. They changed coaches since he went in the portal, and now Hubert Davis is their head coach after Roy Williams retired, so it's kind of like a new recruiting effort there for North Carolina. And, of course, Auburn was in on him in high school and thought they had a really good shot at him, but he ended up going to UNC kind of late. So I think it's going to come down to those two. And he was on campus recently. He can't have visits, but he can go anywhere he wants. And his family stopped by recently in the last, let's say, 48 hours on the campus. So, I'd say things are trending up for Auburn, but I would always be cautious because – he's already established in North Carolina. He had a nice freshman season, honestly. And so I can see a situation where Hubert Davis comes in and explains, hey, we need you here. We love you here. You developed well here. And I can see that being something that he listens to.
JG, what have your thoughts been of the Auburn transfers so far that they've gotten as far as Zepp Jasper and Wendell Gree Jr.? What are your thoughts about them?
Yeah, I love Zepp. I think he's a pure point guard. I thought he was a better long-range shooter early in his career at College of Charleston, but they had a really disjointed year this year where they had to stop playing a couple times, and it just kind of messed up his flow. I think he's going to be a terrific point guard. Not necessarily a number one A stud All-American type player, but just a really solid guy, kind of like Javon McCormick was. And then as far as Wendell Green, I really like him too. He is a little more of a showman. I feel like he is a more skilled player than Zepp Jasper, and I think he's not like the super fast point guard you're thinking of, like when you think of Sharif or something like that, but he just kind of has this flair for getting in a flow, knowing how to attack a particular team, scoring some points. He had a great finish through his freshman year there at EKU, a place that I'm pretty familiar with since I'm from Kentucky and I was up there. I actually had a nephew going there. A big fan of Wendell's this past year. So I think they got an absolute steal there. I think Zepp's a good stopgap, but I think Wendell's a guy you can hang on to for a couple, 3 years, and he'll be really good.
Talking with JG Tate here on Sports Call today. JG, switching over to the baseball diamond. What the heck's going on, man? Is this team going to be able to get it figured out? Are they going to be able to get things turned around, or is this just a rough year right now?
Yeah, it's definitely a rough year. I feel like just having watched them a little bit, I mean, because Brian Matthews is our ace reporter there and does a great job, but just watching them as I do, they just don't look like they have the confidence right now. And in baseball, you lose your confidence, man. It's such a tough game to play, particularly at the plate and pitching. You lose your confidence, man. It just goes bad really fast. I mean, can they turn it around? Yes. And I think they will. I think this team's going to improve. If you look at the quality of the opponents they've been playing, I think it's four of the top five teams in consecutive weeks. I mean, that's absolutely. I mean, think about the football team playing Auburn, playing Alabama, LSU, Clemson, and Georgia all in consecutive games. It would be absolutely brutal. That's kind of what the baseball team's doing. I think they're going to get straightened out. I don't know they're going to get back to 500 in league play. In fact, I don't think they will, but they don't have to do that. They just got to get better, get their heads right, play better baseball as you're heading into the tournament, and then get in the NCAAs and see what happens. That's all you got to do.
All right, JG, enough with baseball. let's go to football now. That's what everybody's kind of talking about right now. One of the biggest storylines that we've heard is the move of JJ Pegues over to the defensive side. What do you make of that? Do you think that's a good move to move Pegues to that? And is he going to be able to be successful on defense?
It seemed like a really good idea when I heard about it because he has the body to be, I think, a really good three tech, or he called himself a shade core. You know, one of those guys, not the nose, but another tackle. I think he's got the body for it. He's certainly got the agility for it because he's insane how agile he is for how big he is. However, having listened to his interview today on Zoom that Auburn had, he didn't seem as like all in on it as I thought he might be. He kind of was like, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing this, and I'll do what the team wants me to do, whatever helps us win and maybe what helps me down the road. But he didn't sound just like totally like changed, you know, like I'm a defensive lineman now, this is my passion. He didn't sound that way to me. And maybe he's still in a transition period where he's kind of getting used to it. I mean, you have to kind of change how you feel about yourself in a way when you go from, you know, a fullback who crushes people's skulls in to playing defensive tackle. It's a whole different identity. But I was just a little bit taken aback by that. So I don't know, man. We'll just have to see how it happens. He certainly has the body for it. I think he has the roughness for it. It's just, is he all in on it?
Talking with J.G. Tate here on the Monday edition of Sports Call, and sticking with football here in terms of the recruiting aspect. Brian Harsin came in, change is good, everyone's happy, everyone, you know, he's opened up practices, everyone gets to look at A-Day coming up, which is the almighty predictor of a football season anyway,
of course.
You know, coming up this next season. But when you look at this team, just your view, your feeling on this, what has Brian Harsin walked into in terms of talent that's already here on the Plains, you know, with the transfer portal and everything going on and what was left behind? Do you have the feeling that this is a team that can compete and be in, say, just even the top four or top five in the SEC this year?
Yeah, I think he does have talent. Now, it's just uneven. In some places, he's got like a ridiculous supply, which I would say in the defensive backfield. Mm-hmm. And then you look at left tackle, he's got zero. So it's kind of up and down, and that's part of the problem, what got Gus in trouble. But, you know, do I think they can recruit the top five of the SEC right off the bat? I don't think so, based on what I've seen so far. But everything's going to change on June 1st when these kids can start taking visits, and we can start really getting into the pursuit of four- and five-star guys, getting to know them instead of just Zooming with them. And maybe a couple months after that, we'll start to see if there's interest picking up from those caliber-type players. But at this point, no. I think it's going to be kind of a slow burn. It's going to be, they're going to have to prove themselves, this new staff, and then they're going to have to kind of capitalize on that through recruiting, and that takes a few years.
This past weekend, we saw the mask mandate lifted from the governor's office here in the state of Alabama, and it looks like things are getting closer to normal in the pre-COVID world. So with that in mind and everything that's kind of been happening over the past year or so, JG, what kind of environment are you expecting on Saturday for A-Day here on the Plains?
Good. I mean, here in Montgomery, our mayor has an ordinance where you still have to wear a mask. So people are still doing that here. So my life hasn't changed much. But I, like many people my age and maybe younger, I'm 50-ish, I feel pretty good. I feel vaccinated. I think people are ready to get out, ready to do things. And I think there'll be plenty of people at Jordan-Hare. I just think it's almost like a non-talking point anymore. And I think by the time we roll into the fall, it's going to be, you know, relatively close to 100%. And I hope that that's exactly what it is, because everybody loves football. I love football.
Absolutely. And sticking with that, A-Day, I guess I'll throw you a softball here in terms of talking about football. What are you looking forward to this Saturday at A-Day? What intrigues you the most about Brian Harsin's first official A-Day?
Yeah, I'm looking for the next Justin Fetzko is what I'm looking for. Tom Peake knows what I'm talking about there. I want to see these backup quarterbacks a little bit because I never get to see them. I mean, Grant Loy really didn't do much. We haven't seen Demetrius yet. I really want to see that. I want to see if they're going to wear the black cleats because I think that's really kick-ass. I think Auburn looks best in the Stormtrooper whites and black cleats. It's just me. I kind of came of age in the Tuberville era, I guess, as a reporter, so I like that. And I want to see J.J. Pegues playing defensive tackle. I'd love to see what he can do there. I want to see Javarius Johnson, if he's this outstanding slot receiver that we've been told that he is. I mean, we just haven't seen much of him yet to this point. So those are the things I would be looking at, yeah.
What do you got going on at AuburnSports.com these days?
All kinds of tasty stuff, dude. Jeffrey Lee was with his recruiting dispatches. Brian Matthews is all over the baseball situation, been writing about football as well. J.J. Pegues talking today about his transition. and Christian Clemente as well, jumping in on the team side. So we got lots every single day. We got tons of content, and of course, it's the home of the bunker, the best message board in the history of the internet.
You're the greatest, JG. We always appreciate catching up. We look forward to seeing you again real soon. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Be good.